Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Welcome to you. Thanks for joining me on this Monday. I hope you were with us all last week, but even if you weren't, you've got to know what a great series we're in the middle of. Derek Prince has been teaching us about what's going on when bad things happen to God's people. This is such a huge theme. Theologians call it theodicy, the whole issue of God's justice in the world. And we've been exploring what it means for God's people when bad things happen, what it means to humanity as a whole. How can there be pain and suffering in the world if there's a just God ruling the world? But for Christian people, there's even a more important issue, and that is, if we've committed our life to a God who is love and who intends for us good things, how do we categorize our experiences when bad things happen? Well, Derek Prince has been bringing some brilliant jewels out of the book of Job. We learned last week that Job was human, and he often referred to God as being vindictive and unconcerned when he was in the middle of his sufferings. He complained that God used him for target practice. He even said there was no justice on the earth, and he had opinions, and yet the whole time the Bible says that God viewed him as righteous. In fact, God was even proud of him. It's amazing. At the same time, we dealt with the false religiosity of Job's friends and all of the things that were going on at the time, and yet God was still faithful to him. God gave him prophetic insight into his sufferings, and this is what we're learning to do, to walk through suffering with the attitude of Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And today, Derek's about to break out some marvelous new truths. So grab a pad and a pen, get your Bible, and let's listen now as Derek teaches us more about Job and his accusing friends during Job's horrible time of suffering.
Now, the next thing Job says to his friends is, "You have failed me." And I think we'd have to agree. He says it in a lot of different ways, but we look in Job 6, verses 14 through 17. To him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have dealt deceitfully like a brook, like the streams of the brooks that pass away, which are dark because of the ice, and to which the snow vanishes. When it is warm, they cease to flow. When it is hot, they vanish from their place. He's talking in terms of a Middle Eastern wadi, a dry riverbed, which is filled with water in the winter season from the rain and the melting snow. But when it gets really hot and you really need water, there's none there. It's dried up. And he says, you like that. When I really need water, you're all dried up. You have nothing to give me. Very frank language. Job 16, verses 2 through 5. I have heard many such things, Job says. Miserable comforters are you all. Shall words of wind have an end? Or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak as you do. If your soul were in my soul's place, I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the comfort of my lips would relieve your grief. He said, you're not giving me what I need. You're just adding to my problems. I could do without of all that. He said, the function of a friend is to comfort, not to accuse. I think some of us need to learn that. Perhaps I do. All right. Then Job, this is Brother Prince's language, rejects the prosperity gospel as unrealistic for two reasons. Number one, there are many examples of innocent people who suffer. Job 21, verses 23 through 25. Job 21, verses 23 through 25. One dies in his full strength, being wholly at ease and secure. His pails are full of milk, and the marrow of his bones is moist. Another man dies in the bitterness of his soul, never having eaten with pleasure. They lie down alike in the dust and worms cover them. Two people both die. One never had a day's problem, the other never had a day's happiness. But who can say that the one was more righteous than the other? That's a fact of life. In the ministry, we're continually meeting people who never seem to have known a day's happiness in their lives. And we don't say, you're wicked sinners, worse than all the rest. We have to say, we can't tell you the reason. We don't have the answer. We can tell you about God's love. But why this has come in your life, sometimes we can see. My book that I spoke about, Blessing or Curse, gives a lot of reasons, but it doesn't give all the reasons, by no means. One of the things I have to guard against is thinking that I can explain everything. Whenever I have that attitude, I discover very quickly I'm wrong. All right, let's look at Job 24, verse 1 through 12. Now remember, he's dealing with the suggestion that the wicked are always punished and the righteous always prosper. And he says it's nonsense. It just isn't true. Thank God for somebody who tells it like it is. I mean, it's bad enough to suffer, but then to be told you oughtn't to be suffering just makes it worse. Job 24, 1 through 12. Since times are not hidden from the Almighty, why do those who know Him not see His days? Some remove landmarks. They seize flocks violently and feed on them. They drive away the donkey of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox as a pledge. They push the needy off the road so that the poor of the land are forced to hide. Indeed, like wild donkeys in the desert, they go out to their work seeking diligently for food. This is the poor, the oppressed. The people who don't get a fair deal from society. Are there people like that in the modern America? There certainly are. They go out to their work seeking diligently food. The wicked, the wilderness yields food for them and for their children. They gather their fodder in the field and glean in the vineyard of the wicked. They just get what's left over after the wicked have had all that they want. They spend the night naked without clothing and have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains and huddle against the rock for want of shelter. They are wet with the showers of the mountain and huddle around the rock for want of shelter. Some snatch the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge from the poor. They cause the poor to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaves from the hungry. They, the poor, press out oil within their walls and tread wine presses, yet suffer thirst. The dying groan in the city, and the souls of the wounded cry out, yet God does not charge them with wrong. I think this is a serious problem for a lot, especially younger people. They see the suffering and the misery. Where's God? Well, Job said that 4,000 years earlier, and it's not out of date. But he said, don't tell me that the righteous always prosper, or the wicked are always punished. He said, I've got eyes in my head, I can see. I hope I'm not shocking you, but maybe I hope I am.
You know, one of the things Job teaches us is that true religion doesn't mean having to fake it when we're suffering, doesn't mean having to put a religious smear and say nice and sweet things. Job was brutal, even turned to his friends and said, you failed me. And yet, God saw him as righteous, and Job emerged, as we're going to learn. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the Scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thankful that you're with us. We are on a fantastic journey through a teaching by Derek Prince on why bad things happen to God's people, to people at all, to humanity. It's one of the great teachings from the archive of Derek Prince. And in the upcoming segment, Derek is going to use the word that some of us have been waiting to hear. It's the word test. How are our sufferings tests? Let's listen.
I want to go for a moment. This is the only time I'll do it, away from Job to Psalm 73. You see, I think this is one of the great questions that humanity struggles with. Where's the justice of God? Why do the wicked prosper? And we know they do. And sometimes they're applauded for it. Psalm 73. Verse 2 and following. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They, that's the wicked, are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like the other men. Therefore pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. And the psalmist says they are getting away with it. Why? And he nearly lost his faith. But then he says this. In verse 15, if I had said I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood the end. The only one that can explain things like that to you is God. Now listen, this is their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. As I see that, these people who are wicked and prosperous live out their whole lives flourishing in their wickedness. And you say, doesn't God care? And God says, the moment they step out of time into eternity, they'll be plunged into everlasting darkness. But it doesn't happen in this life. I'm going to read those words again. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. But the judgment is not in time. It's in eternity. Now, we're getting near the end of this. Be patient. Job recalls his former prosperity and glory. And the whole of chapter 29 is a description of how he flourished and prospered. Oh, that I were as in times past. And then he goes into all the details of how he was respected, honored, prospered, was able to help all sorts of people, minister to all sorts of needs. You see, it's bad enough to suffer, but it's worse still when you've prospered. The psalmist said in Psalm 102, the Lord has lifted me up and cast me away. That's when it really hurts. When you know the Lord lifted you up and suddenly he dumps you. That's a test. Now let me say, I'll come to this again, God will not test you above what you're able to bear. You're not Job, and God won't put you through the same tests as Job. Job was a very unusual character. But God will put you through the tests that are needed to make you what he wants you to be. All right, let's go on. Job then describes how he's despised and mistreated in his own community. We'll look at Job 30 for a moment. Verses 1 through 5. Job 30. Verses 1 through 5. He's just described all his prosperity. And now he says, but now they mock at me, men younger than I am. And in the Middle East, that is terrible. For the younger to mock the older. And then he says, and he describes the lowest of the people in the community. And he says in verse 9, now I am their taunting song. Yes, I am their byword. They're all speaking about me. They abhor me. They keep far from me. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. That's another feature of the Middle East, that people who are regarded as failures, it's made very clear to them that they are. People don't use tact. They let them have it. Because he, God, has loosed my bowstring and afflicted me, they have cast off restraint before me. At my right hand the rabble arises. They push away my feet, and they raise against me the ways of destruction. They break up my path. They promote my calamity. They have no helper. I'm treated like the lowest of the low in my own community, where I was honored and esteemed, and where I blessed and helped many, many people. The very same people that I used to help are the ones that are now treating me with contempt. Don't tell me that isn't hard. Now let me say, I'll come to this again, God will not test you above what you're able to bear. You're not Job, and God won't put you through the same tests as Job. Job was a very unusual character. But God will put you through the tests that are needed to make you what he wants you to be.
You know, this teaching is so lofty and so full and so, not just mental, but deeply spiritual that we really need to apply it to our lives and have a chance to digest it. That's what's going to happen when we come back. I'm going to have a special guest here in the studio, and we're really going to see how we can apply this to our lives as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
When does a total surrender ensure a powerful victory? In his classic teaching, Grace of Yielding, Derek Prince explains, from the Scriptures, why God will abundantly bless you when you are willing to yield completely to Him. As you listen to this special audio CD, you'll discover how to please God in all you do, strengthen and mature your faith, and receive your inheritance as a child of God. As our way of saying thank you for listening to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, we want you to have a copy of Derek's inspiring audio CD, free and postage paid. To request your copy, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the grace of yielding. Request your free copy now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of Grace of Yielding securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. It's great to have you with us here on this Monday. And we've been listening to such a beefy teaching by Derek Prince on why bad things happen to good people, why bad things happen to God's people, that I really want to bring it down to a practicality. And this week in our discussions, we really want to talk about how to apply these truths to your life. And joining me in the studio today is David Holland, one of the producers of our show. He's been a pastor, he's a scholar, he's a writer, and I think he's just perfect to help us work this into the fabric of our lives. David, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for letting me back in the door.
Well, let me just throw it to you. I want you to just imagine for a moment that you're talking to someone who really is going through a season of suffering. Think about the big ones now. A disease, the loss of someone. I don't mean to get too, use these painful situations too liberally or too much as a matter of imagination, but let's talk in terms of somebody really going through one of the Mongo hits of life. How do you build in these Job-like pillars to their response? How would you pastor them through this?
Well, I would encourage them along a couple of lines, obviously very sensitively, but a moment of deep tragedy, a moment of great darkness in the life of a believer is a really a test of faith. And that faith is in a couple of things. I would encourage that person or that couple to cast out doubt on a couple of matters. First of all, on the love and goodness of God. One needs to stir oneself up in whether you see it, whether you sense it, whether you feel it at that moment, that God loves you desperately, that He is good, that His plans are good, His nature and character are good, and to refuse to accept any doubt, any glimmer of questioning about the goodness and the love of God. That's where it starts. And that's what we see Job wrestling with, and what the Lord helping him with in his revelation, is that God is good. And the second is that God is merciful, that he's graceful, that he's ready to help those who are weak, for those who are inadequate, that you can tell him how you're feeling. You can tell him that about your questions. You can go to him. Do not let that pain create a wedge between you and him, because he wants to meet you where you are with his mercy, with his goodness, with the balm of his Holy Spirit. And if you will go to him, he will meet you there in that moment. Do not allow that pain to create a wedge of questions or doubt between you and him, because he loves you.
And Dave, what about the Job's friends? What about those who try to interpret or put an interpretive grid over the suffering that really just seems off base and actually inspires doubt in our hearts?
Well, that's one of the things that makes this whole narrative of Job ring so true, because anyone who has experienced tremendous suffering or tragedy in their life knows that there are always well-meaning friends, Christian friends, who come alongside and try to help explain to you why what's happening has happened. And they mean well, but they're almost always wrong. Those who have been trained in grief counseling know that people who are suffering don't want to hear your answers. They just want your presence. People who have been who always wonder what to say to somebody who's lost someone very, very dear to them, their wise people encourage them, don't say anything. Just go be with them. They're not looking for your answers, even though they may be crying out with some questions. They really don't want your information at that moment. Your presence is a comfort. But everybody has friends coming alongside, offering them explanations and wisdom and counsel, and that's a difficult position to be in.
And obviously we would say that people who are in times of suffering need to really be feeding their souls in the Word and really be repenting. And in other words, doing the basic disciplines and then adding this other layer that you're giving us in response to God and guarding, of course, against Job's friends at that particularly sensitive time.
That's exactly right. At that particular moment, whether it's a small patch of hardship or one of those biggies, that's the moment we need to be most pressed into God and most yielded to God. That's why I think the free offer that we're making available to our listeners today is so very, very timely. It's a free audio CD by Derek called The Grace of Yielding. And God really wants to offer us a grace of yielding. And in this audio teaching, Derek provides information and insights on how to access that grace for yielding to God, which is really the key to everything that we're talking about. It's free. We'd like to make it available to anyone who requests it, just because we know it will do such an important work in their lives. All they have to do is call or click. They can call us, Stephen, at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261, or request it online at derekprince.org.
Well, Dave, as my Irish friends say, you're a good man, wise and true.
Aye, thank you, sir.
Thanks for being here. And by the way, the same website Dave mentioned, you can listen to this teaching over and again, as well as many other wonderful teachings. But this one in particular, I think, needs review, needs to be heard a number of times so we really get it embedded in our hearts. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your copy of Derek's book, Faith to Live By, available for only $8.95. To order, simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to request your free audio CD copy of Grace of Yielding. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can find both of these resources online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.